You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80 and also on ESPN. By the way, Jay Will, playing a little injured today.
I'm playing hurt today. I'm playing hurt today.
Yeah.
I sound like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. You're antibiotic Jay right now.
Yeah. 2 days on it. Today's the third.
Yeah?
I
That's a different kind of 2 days, by the way. I want to get you an idiot already.
A lot of sniffling going on today. Yeah. I promise there's no other, you know, never mind.
That's good. We appreciate it. We know you're going to bring the effort. We're not worried about
that. I just started to tell a joke
you.
And I realized where I was telling the joke and probably not the right time nor the place to tell that joke.
Also, the air, you'll tell me?
But like things like that happen when you're sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Freddie, like you're not thinking coherently. It's a little bit, it can take you in different places very quickly. So I just tell you right now.
Right.
Please excuse anything random that comes out of my mouth today.
Oh, this is going to be entertaining.
Oh, hey, look.
God, this is going to be really entertaining. All the years we've known each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Trying a lot
now.
Of stuff, you know, trying to get the sinuses out, trying to drink the Himalayan salt in the warm in the warm water in the morning, plus the antibiotics, plus the antioxidants.
Okay, wow.
Plus the coffee. Not a good combination.
Man, at least he's not anti-J. Let's put it that
frequency
way.
Frequency still feels high, though.
What's the frequency?
Yeah, it's high.
Okay. I'm not worried about that with you.
Yeah.
Because we had this conversation yesterday when Jay texted me. He goes, it's going to be a long show tomorrow,
Freddie. Is that Freddie?
It's going to be a long show tomorrow, Freddie.
I put the bat signal up. I said, Freddie, bat signal. I'm going to need you tomorrow. I don't feel quite 50%.
Yes.
Yeah, 50%. Like, that was the high.
RJWCD coach's decision.
Well, and it was also bad because, you know, like when you're sick.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is with the kids, so it's like, you know, my daughter Amelia is like, Daddy, where'd you get sick? Because my family is a family of investigators, right?
Right.
So then it goes back to like, whoa, who were you around? Well, you guys were at the Drake concert last Thursday and all that. So I'm like, oh, see, there you go. And now my wife's with the kids. Any guys out there, you know what I'm talking about. When you're sick and like you want to be with the kids, but my wife doesn't want me with the kids, which means I'm laying in bed, which it's kind of like a guy's dream, right? Because now I'm just binge watching everything. But you feel bad because my wife's running around with the kids. But
how bad do you really feel?
I feel horrible.
Okay, attaboy. You got to say it. You have to
so
say it.
So bad.
You have to say it. Because if you don't
I just, I feel really bad.
If you don't say it,
it just,
you can't, not right.
Do we need Pat
home?
To put that on social media? That clip right there?
That I feel horrible?
Yes.
There you go.
Pat, put that on
sorry,
social media.
Nikki.
I think he's going to need backup. I think he's going to need backup.
You need some water, man. You got to leave that coffee and stuff alone. You got
to
replenish.
Well, I've been trying to replenish. I just can't. I don't know how you guys get with this, too. But then I got the tissues. I'll be trying to throw the tissues everywhere, but I found tissues in the bed. I'm just like, oh, God.
Man, you really are.
You got to put a trash can next to the bed so you can kind of just, like, push them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just drop into the trash can.
Yeah, I had the trash can, but then it's like my shot was off.
That's okay. Get
it in close range.
Get it in the vicinity.
I had to work on it, but then you get lazy. Like, it's only me in here.
Al, he's already making excuses why he's not doing it.
I told you. I'm not
doing it. Alan, in fact, he's already making excuses.
Would Coach K allow you to, like, if you, back in the day, Coach, I have a head cold.
25 years ago?
What would his response be?
Get your head out of your ass and get back in the game.
Let's do it. Let's start the show. It's 6:04.
Oh, Nunito. Wow. Okay. Well played, Nunito. I see you.
Nuno has been savage in the pre-show meeting and even right now. Everybody's just catching it from Nuno as far as that goes. So you know Jay's playing hurt today, but he's going to make sure he's going to push through. You can do the same thing as well. Whether you're well or whether you're sick, you can join the chat at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. And also on X, social media, whatever that is.
X,
at Real J. Williams and at Coleman.
That was so fluid.
Yeah, well, that's what that is now. That part of social media is fluid with Twitter changing names and everything like that. So on social media at Real J. Williams, Jay's handle,
X.
My handle at Coleman ESPN. You can mark the X, whatever you want to do on social media. Speaking of marking things, 27 NFL teams reporting today. I can't remember so many teams reporting on one day, because usually be like two here, then three there, then three here, then two there. Then it was like spread out over a week, a little bit more than that. 27 teams reporting today. It's like a free-for-all day when it comes to reporting in the NFL.
It feels like this shift, right? Like, and it happens a lot on our calendar. And obviously, I get it's baseball season, and we've had a lot of different things going on. Obviously, not for us, Freddie. We're Mets fans. It's been a disaster.
Yeah, it's been,
but what I will say, though, is like when these NBA stories start to get a little bit old and dull, now it just feels like, boom. Like, just over the last couple of days.
That's a great point of reset. That's
a
good word.
And even seeing, you know, I was talking to Mikey Gall the other day, this, you know, star, ambidextrous quarterback in Nebraska that's going viral. And we were talking about leadership. And I was like, hey, one aspect of leadership is just building continuity and building a rapport, right? Like, with your O-line, if that's with your center, or with your wide receivers about what they see. It's like seeing a viral video of Garrett Wilson catching that TD pass by Aaron Rodgers in training camp, right? Like, it just feels like, oh, like, these are the moments where you're finding out that chemistry.
Yes.
Like, what has arrived with all these teams? And it's exciting, man. It makes you feel like you're right on the verge.
Yeah, especially now, because now with 27 teams reporting, then we have less news to talk about in terms of, like, for example, Saquon Barkley. And is he going to show up? Is he not going to show up?
Taking the Giants off his social media pages.
Right, and all that stuff. Because all of a sudden now that gets pushed to the back burner, because the real story is what's going to happen when week one rolls around. My personal opinion is I think he's going to be there. But at the same time, that storyline now gets shifted because there's so many different storylines. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets opening up, that gets shifted, because I know if I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, I don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I don't want to hear about Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants. I don't want to hear about my quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, and what that's going to look like, because if it looks the way they believe it's going to look like, we got to bring Miami a little bit closer to that Chiefs, Bengals, Bills axis in a loaded AFC. So it seems that any team, whether they're going to be good, if we think they're going to be good, Jay, or they're going to be, in the words of Charles Barkley, terrible, there's a storyline somewhere, and 27 of those things start today with NFL training camps.
Can I just say the obvious very quickly on the whole running back situation? Because I know it's going to be an ongoing theme.
We'll do that, like kind of like STO, state the obvious.
Yeah, state the obvious. Yeah, because
state the obvious.
The obvious sometimes goes viral, and you're like, whoa, we've been talking about certain things that have been obvious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as much as I appreciate the talent level of a lot of guys, and I think what has happened within the running back situation is wrong for the top flight running backs.
Right.
Obviously, every other skill position around the offense has increased in value. But it's on the players, man. At the end of the day, you can't let that stuff get passed in the CBA.
Sure.
And that's just a reality. Like, that's the reality. Like, if you have fought for it during the CBA with DeMarcus Smith and company back then when I was up, like, this will not be a thing. And it's unfortunate unless you plan on sitting out, but they can't find uniformity.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that right now, because it's affecting the top tier, and other guys have to get paid their money. So I just want to say that, because sometimes it feels like we blame everybody else, which that deserves blame. But at the same time, like, a tax system. Like, okay, well, there's certain people that understand how to take loopholes within the tax system. It doesn't make it wrong. I mean, if you know how to do it, it makes it right. That's what owners are doing. It's like, okay, here's what the language says. Here's the loopholes in the language. So it goes on to the NFLPA and the players to say, no longer, we can't allow that to happen.
Here's something else to trampoline off of what you just said with that. And it goes back to when they had the whole lockout situation. The players did not realize what kind of power that they had. But when you don't want to miss paychecks and you're fearful of missing paychecks, you are going to cave. The minute that the NFL owners saw the players do that and cave immediately, I remember the whole thing with Jeff Saturday being up there with Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, when Jeff Saturday played for the Indianapolis Colts, and they had that kind of kumbaya moment and everything. And I said to myself, man, if I'm a player, I'm thinking that's the worst thing that we could have done, because now you let the owners know, we love football so much that we are not willing to risk paychecks to not play for an NFL team, because we know how short that lifespan is. And now even more so now, Jay, Will, with the running back position, that's really been exacerbated the last week or so. And I thought Nick Chubb, the Cleveland Browns running back, said it best when they had the Zoom meetings. He said, it's all well and good, but it doesn't mean anything. It's not going to change anything. So if you're a player more than ever before, with 27 teams reporting, no matter what position you play, if you don't realize you're earning power and you're not willing to stand up for something or fall for anything, you're going to keep having situations, and not just at the running back position in the NFL.
And these are first-class problems too, right? Like
absolutely.
For like an athlete talking to another athlete, when you say, hey, the difference between somebody making 12 as opposed to 10, right? Like you,
it's relative.
I get it, right? Like I get, I'm like, oh, that extra two goes a very long way. Like that's you recouping, you know, $6 million as opposed to five after taxes, right? To a certain degree, especially if you're playing in New York. It's not like you're playing in Miami if you're Dalvin Cook, like where you get it around, you know, state tax. So there's certain things, but like to normal people who are working really hard, you're like, come on, man, you make $10.5 million to play a sport. So it depends like on what echo chambers you have those conversations.
Right. That perspective, although I always couch that by saying this, you can't compare what you do for a living with guys and women, what they do for a living when it comes to professional sports.
Agreed.
Or entertainment. You use the term relative because it is relative to them. I know if I'm Saquon Barkley, you can say, man, Saquon, just bite the bullet. It's only $1.5 million, $2 million. You're going to make $10.1 million. But if you see your quarterback's about to get $82 million in guaranteed money and he didn't have to beg, borrow, or steal for that, then it gets relative to you to say, well, you tell me how much I'm valued, how much I mean to this quarterback, how much I mean to this offense, and yet when it comes time to pay me, to pay the Piper, you're like, well, we'll see. Well, I'm going to go on vacation. I'll get back to you. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones woke up in the morning and said, oh, bye, we get $82 million.
Especially when that quarterback, you're sitting there saying, well, he ain't no Joe Burrow. Like, he ain't no Patrick Mahomes. No. He's no Josh Allen. He's no Lamar Jackson.
Come on now.
He's no Aaron Rodgers.
Come on now.
Right? Like, and it's not a slight to Daniel Jones. Yep. Daniel Jones has a chance to be special in this league, and his numbers have skewed in the better direction. But let's just put it into perspective about where he stands in the laundry list of great quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And just spot on with that because guys, I never thought I'd say this. Guys are looking forward to maybe, man, I could go play with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. I could think about that. A lot of guys, I'll go and play in New York, but not necessarily with Daniel Jones, at least right now. That could change. With Daniel Jones could bump up again like he did last year in 2023. We'll see if, as far as that goes. But I never thought we'd say in a million years, with 27 teams reporting to work today in the National Football League, that we would say, hey, wait a minute. Guys are looking forward to playing more with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati than with a quarterback in New York. He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for being part of the ESPN Radio Morning Thing. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU.
Me, Mickey. I can't see out there.
Jay's holding up pretty good so far. It's only been 15 minutes in, but so far, he's holding up. There's an NFL team reporting today that many people wonder, what kind of season could this really be? And they don't mean that in a good way. 2 days featuring Arizona Cardinals. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hey, let's go do our job, man.
NFL Nation 2-a-days.
Time is here.
On ESPN Radio, the Arizona Cardinals.
Blue 58, go.
Josh Weinfest, the Arizona Cardinals. As the Cardinals begin training camp this week, the biggest storyline, without a doubt, will be the status of quarterback Kyler Murray. Out since December with a torn ACL, Murray has been fiercely rehabbing his right knee, but there isn't a time frame for his return. Head coach Jonathan Gannon has said Murray won't play till he's physically and mentally ready, which means Murray's every move will be watched at camp. Every time he steps on the field, every time he jogs and every time he throws will be broken down and dissected in an effort to glean any tidbit of information about his status for the 2023 season.
Countdown to kickoff with NFL Nation 2-a-days on ESPN Radio.
It wasn't that long ago that we looked at the Arizona Cardinals and said, man, that team's on the up and up, on the come up. And now, Jay Will, we're wondering, how bad could they be once again in 2023? Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU, because he's exactly right. It's not only when do we see Kyler Murray, but what is that going to look like with no Cliff Kingsbury, a new head coach who's not beholden to him, and an organization that is clearly in flux in 2023 when it comes to Arizona?
I mean, look, go back to what you talked about with the Giants, though, right? And we talked about Saquon Barkley and even, you know, the 2 years guaranteed for Danny Dimes getting $80 million. You still see a team's upper brass that came in and said, okay, we have to continue to assess these guys, but they're not our guys. They're not our guys. So for Mike Gannon, already, you know, with Kyler Murray, he's not my guy. He could be my guy potentially, but let's see how he comes back off this ACL situation. By the way, ACLs typically take nine to 12 months to get fully up underneath you, especially for the quarterback that utilizes his legs the way Kyler Murray does. So, I mean, the sound that you heard on the way in at the beginning of the show was absolutely accurate, Freddie. If Kyler Murray sneezes the wrong way, or if he looks at a teammate the wrong way, everything will be blown out of proportion. Like, we live in an age in which we are going to micro-dissect everything that Kyler Murray does.
Right.
So in an age where we already question Kyler Murray's leadership ability and how he interacts with teammates, it's going to be exacerbated right now. It's going to be taken to another level. So Kyler Murray has to be extremely aware of his actions kind of moving forward with just how he treats teammates. What is he the leader that Mike Gannon needs him to be to take this franchise where they want to be?
I'm glad you mentioned leadership when it comes to Kyler Murray, because there's one thing he better realize sooner than later, that whenever he comes back on this football team, Jay Will, this is not his football team anymore. They did everything possible when they drafted him to make sure everything was going to be fine for Kyler Murray. They essentially, I don't want to say they threw the franchise away for Kyler Murray. That is completely not fair and not accurate to say. But they made sure that everything was going to be to his liking. They allowed him to get away with so many different things because they felt they had no choice, because they brought in Cliff Kingsbury to bring the kind of offense that was going to be suitable to a Kyler Murray. Now Gannon comes in, and he doesn't, to your point, he doesn't have to be beholden to him except when it comes to money. He has a five-year, $230.5 million extension, $160 million in guaranteed money that is relatively even loaded. $30 million this year in terms of 2022, $39 million in 2023, 2024, $38.8 million, 2025, $32.6 million, 2026, $42.4 million, 2027, $36.3 million, 2028, $46.3 million. We're not talking about being a front-loaded deal or a back-loaded deal. So he may not be Gannon's guy, but he's going to have to be, because the economics dictate that's going to be the case, because you can't just walk away from that contract if things are not working out between your quarterback and the guy that they brought in to replace the guy that Kyler Murray thought was going to be his head coach at Cliff Kingsbury.
But if you're Gannon, don't you want to see Kyler Murray want to have ownership that it's his team? Like, don't you? So
that's fair.
You know, like, a lot of this stuff is with mannerisms. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we've had not one, I think a couple of players that have came on our show and talked openly about some of the issues that they had with Kyler Murray.
One of the offensive linemen.
Yes.
Was it Beecham?
It was Kelvin Beecham. It was a while ago, right? So I think hearing that, like, for me, if I am Coach Gannon, I am watching, like, the owner, like, the ownership that a guy like Kyler Murray takes. I am watching the way he treats his O-line. I am watching the type of meetings that he holds before practice with his wide receiver core. Like, I think all of these things matter with the new style of Kyler Murray that I want to see, especially, Freddie, when you have an injury. You're able to see things differently than being on the field. Like, you're able to huddle up with your OC. You're able to huddle up with your wide receiving core. You're able to start giving them little insights here or there about this offense. You're spending a lot of time with Coach Gannon, understanding why this offense is different, buying into the offense. So I think all these strategies that you want to see from somebody, here it comes, buying in to what's about to happen next speaks volumes about the character of a leader that you want for your franchise moving forward.
Great stuff by Jay Williams, Freddie, coming together, talk about ESPN Radio, 2 a days, the Arizona Cardinals in the spotlight, also in the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU, because more than ever before, we always hear that cliche, everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to buy into the culture. Where here's a guy that has never had to buy in. Everybody has bought in around Kyler Murray. When he was at Texas A&M and things didn't work out, then he goes to Oklahoma. A Lincoln Riley, who's done a great job being a quarterback whisperer. I mean, he put three guys in the NFL between Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, two of those guys winning a Heisman Trophy. So when he got to the Arizona Cardinals, he didn't have to worry about him buying in because Arizona bought into him. Now, I can't wait to see how Kyler Murray has to kind of flip that switch, because I know if I'm Gannon thinking, we want you here, just like from Remember the Titans, I want you here, but you got to make your own choices. That can't be a conversation, because they've allowed Kyler Murray to make choices or do things that he's been able to get away with, it mainly because the Arizona Cardinals were a team on the come up. They kept increasing their winning percentage each and every year, his first 3 years in the NFL, and they got to the playoffs. Then last year, everything just went haywire, and also Kyler Murray gets injured, Cliff Kingsbury loses his job, and they wanted somebody that was the anti-Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. So that term buy-in that you mentioned, for the first time in a long time, in my opinion, when it comes to Kyler Murray, it's the reverse now. He's going to have to buy in because everybody is watching, because they saw how that unraveled last year. And normally guys don't put their names on it. Guys put their names on it with Kyler Murray saying, that dude needs to grow up. That dude needs to mature. That dude needs to be better. So we'll see with Kyler Murray, because now the buy-in can't go his way. He has to go the way of the buy-in with a new head coach and a new attitude in Arizona.
So I think a lot of buy-in depends upon how you communicate to Absolutely. Your new head coach, right? Like, I'm not going to take the backdoor route through the media and say things or through friends. We're going to have one via one conversations. And one of the things I would say if I were Kyler Murray is, look, Coach Gannon, I understand that you've been doing this for a while. But I want to question a little bit of the strategy. My O-line is very, very important. This whole thesis that you have that you're not going to name the starting five O-linemen here, like, I have a problem with that, because and I hear the advantages that, oh, you're going to get a lot of people in this rotation.
Yeah.
It's about survival of the strongest. See who wants to have it by week one. But the counter argument to that, Coach, is that we're not building continuity. And continuity comes with reps. And for a guy like me coming off an injury, I want to make sure that my O-line is as stable as possible and our communication strategies and tactics are at the highest level by the time I come back on the field, because that's going to protect my ass. So please tell me the reason why we're doing it this way and help me buy in to why you want to do it this way, because when I start getting blitzed a ton and I start getting sacked, I'm going to have the answer to that, and they're going to come to me, and right. I want to make sure I'm a reflection of what you are building.
Well, I'll quickly counter that with this. I know if I'm Gannon and I hear that from Kyler Murray, I'm going to say, okay, I hear what you're saying, Kyler, but your way hasn't exactly worked either. So why would you not want to try a different way? You can question some things. But
yeah, it's just about having conversations.
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of conversations should happen. There should be that back and forth. It can't just be like, either do it this way or I'm not doing it this way. There has to be a meeting of the minds, and they're able to get past that and figure that out. Not that there's any problems, but they're able to work that out, and Kyler can attach that no longer to his reputation, then maybe, just maybe, this gap year that could be the Arizona Cardinals may not be as bad as it could turn out to be, because they're not going to be a good football team.
I just
team
need to be healthy, though. Coming off an injury.
And you open up at Washington, that defense is good, then the Giants, then Dallas, at San Francisco, Cincinnati. Those are the first five games for the Arizona Cardinals, and they get the Rams, Seattle, and Baltimore after that. That is not a pretty eight-game start to the season with a new coach and a quarterback that may not be there day one when it comes to Kyler Murray rebounding from that torn ACL. He is Jay Williams. Hit him on social media at Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on social media at Coleman ESPN, part of ESPN Radio this morning. Also on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. So the Cavaliers made the playoffs last year, and everybody's feeling good about them. Not even a month and a half later, are they ready to just blow everything up because of one guy? That's next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Michael Jackson music, good for the show, good for the soul, and damn it, good for the country. He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. I love when we have certain basketball conversations that literally came out of nowhere. Because we've heard the James Harden sweepstakes. We don't know what that's going to happen, what that's going to look like. Jay Will, he wants out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia wants to keep him. Joel Embiid did not invite him to the wedding over the weekend, but I digress. And then you have Damian Lillard. That's still on a hot boiler plate when it comes to being traded away from the Portland Trail Blazers, and Miami's the likely destination. Then we had this from 10 Bomb Temps, ESPN NBA writer, part of the Hoop Collective podcast, where he thinks there's a guy called Donovan Mitchell. And I'm sure New York Knicks fans do not want to hear this. He doesn't believe that Donovan Mitchell, after what happened last year in Cleveland, where they had a great first year together, is long to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I don't think there's any chance he signs an extension there ever. And if it was up to me, I would trade Donovan Mitchell today, because I don't think the Cavs are getting as far as they hope to next year. And I don't think he's going to extend. And I think they'll get a lot more for him with two summers left than they will with one summer left. Now, I also am fully aware that's not what they're going to do. And I understand why they're not going to do it. But me personally, I think it's more likely they lose in the first round than they win two rounds. In that scenario, I don't really see any world where Donovan Mitchell wants to stay there after next season. And to me, I'd be looking at it now and saying, all right, well, if we flip him for a bunch of stuff now, we can start to figure out exactly the kind of team we want to have around these three guys and put ourselves in as good a position as possible 3 or 4 years and out of contend. Because I just don't see any world where he stays. And I also don't really see a realistic world where they're a real contender in the East this year.
I mean, look, they did finish fourth in the Eastern Conference, right? And arguably, he's had his best season of his career, averaged 28 points per game, had a 71-point game. You got to think about the fact that all NBA selection got a huge bonus because of that. So his value is the highest it's potentially ever been, which would kind of lean into Tim's point on that.
Okay.
It's hard, though, when you're Cleveland, it's the first time you've had a 50-plus win season since LeBron James, to just say, okay, well, now I'm going to sell him. And granted, New York, like the Knicks have a ton of assets. A lot of teams have a ton of assets.
Right.
They were put on the table for Donovan Mitchell. But you think about what this team dealt with Darius Garland's injury and things of that sort, with Donovan Mitchell, that they have a legit chance. So, look, is it enough to get over the likes of Giannis? And we'll see what's happening with the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll see what's happening with the Miami Heat, with Damian Lillard, Boston Celtics, obviously up there at the top.
Right.
But you do have a really good young core. But if you do have the sense from conversations that Donovan Mitchell is not going to be there long term, which I agree with Tim to a degree, because he wants to be up here in the northeastern area, if that's what you're hearing, that's what I'm hearing, then the value's never been the highest. So you probably make that move. But I don't think Cleveland's going to make the move.
I hear the trepidation in your voice. Where is that coming from? It's like you're trying to couch it with Donovan Mitchell.
Because realistically, even if you – let's say, what kind of a boatload of a return could you get? Like, let's use the Knicks, for example.
Okay.
Right? Just getting R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley – Quentin Grimes and a ton of draft picks, does that get you closer to your end destination?
Does it, man? You know, my theory has always been a good big man is better than a good little man any day. Nothing personal when it comes to NBA guards and everything like that. But when that guy's
Jared
Donovan
Allen,
Mitchell,
Evan Mobley,
right? But when that guy's Donovan Mitchell, if I'm a Knicks fan, nothing against R.J. Barrett, I'd rather have that guy with Jalen Brunson in the backcourt than have R.J. Barrett. Not saying that R.J. Barrett's not on the come. If anything, you gave me the lesser of two evils.
I get it on the Knicks side.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you're Cleveland.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. If I'm Cleveland, you're getting that guy in return. But the question is that guy going to be what you believe he can be? Because now Darius Garland becomes the dude on that Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team. Not saying he can't do it. But if you're going to trade away one dude who was the dude last year, Donovan Mitchell, and you bring in a guy that many Knicks fans were hoping to be the dude or should have been the dude by now, that's a lot to give up for a guy that's unhappy just because you want to move on and make sure that he doesn't want to walk out. You get nothing in return because his contract's not over for more than a minute. That's where I'm waging that in my mind. If I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers, if we're going to move on from Donovan Mitchell, whoever we get back in return has to be somebody we can look at and say, okay, that guy we can pair with Darius Garland, that can be a perfect Robin to that Batman because now you elevate him. And if you're the New York Knicks on that side of it, now you got two guys in the backcourt who are small but play different ways, and Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson. In modern basketball, you can get away with that. But at a certain point, you're going to run into taller teams like you mentioned. Giannis in Milwaukee, Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown in Boston, Philadelphia, no matter how it's in James Harden, and can that miniature backcourt work well in small ball NBA, no matter how talented Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell really are?
I mean, well, we saw them get physically punished against the New York Knicks, right? So it's, look, Tim is right. He's on to something. But if you're the GM of the Cavs, you can't pull the trigger right now.
You shouldn't pull the trigger right now.
You can't, right? Like, yeah. You made the playoffs, 50-plus win season. Like, your fan base will annihilate you. You may retrospectively in a year from now say, hey, value was maybe higher. But I don't think Donovan Mitchell's value will just drop unless he has some kind of devastating, close-to-career-ending injury, which, I knock on wood, I don't foresee happening.
Right.
Okay. I still think his value will be pretty high for the marketplaces that really want him. I'm not sure the market value is as high as some people are making out to be. For certain teams, it may be.
Right.
That you may get somewhat of a bidding war, but I don't think everybody is trying to be involved in the Donovan Mitchell bidding war here.
Not when so many other guys are out there that you have more love for, like a Damian Lillard, for example. James Harden's going to find his love one way or the other, whether it's in Philadelphia or somewhere else. Somebody's going to come up that we don't see that may want to make a play that could be amenable to James Harden if it's not the Clippers, if it's another team out there. But you're right. Here's the problem with Donovan Mitchell. We know how terrific he can be. We've seen how terrific that he has been able to be, first with Utah and at times with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But there's still a yeah but to him where people say, can you really have that guy as your lead guy to win a championship? Donovan Mitchell believes he can, and he should believe he can. We've seen him do some superhuman things. But I get the sense, and this is just me reading the landscape, that a lot of people don't feel the same way about a Donovan Mitchell being that lead guy on your team the same way he does. And you have to wonder, if you're going to move on from guys for him, then you're telling everybody, that's a guy we believe in, and I wonder how much they really believe that could be the case with Donovan Mitchell being your dude.
Another thing, Freddie, that people aren't talking about is, like, you know, look, when you get into playoff basketball, those isolated mismatches, they get called out. You get picked on a ton. So as you talked about the size and the length of those teams, talk about Philly and what they have, Boston and obviously getting, you know, Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis, and then obviously, you know, Miami, a team there too that plays a lot more physical style of basketball.
Right.
I'm not saying Donovan doesn't have the body to play that physical style, but when you match that up against another small guard, now you have a small guard backcourt, that is slightly a disadvantage. You get punished on the glass, you know, and Donovan having to guard a bigger like guard, you run a lot more sets to get that person on the block. So there are challenges that come along, not in particular with Donovan Mitchell, but when you align him with another small guard.
Absolutely.
So now you're talking about, you know, there are other teams out there that may give you a lot more than what the Knicks can give you, but like Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell,
that
small
concerns
backcourt,
me.
Same with Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, because that got exposed, and I'm not trying to put Gabe Vincent in that category, but Denver wore his behind out in the NBA Finals. They said, you are too small to guard anybody, and they hunted that mismatch, and they punished him effectively. That's always my concern with smaller guys. That's why I give Steph Curry a lot of credit because he was able. People don't realize he's 6'3", and he's gotten stronger and used to be able to wear him out of matchups. He was able to more than hold his own. He's not an elite defender. He's been a better defender than people are giving him credit for. So now even if you have that mismatch, you're not wearing him out on the offensive end. That's a concern with a guy like a Jalen Brunson and a Donovan Mitchell, have both of those guys together. In the league that gets longer and longer all the time.
Agreed.
Even in small ball, we'll see exactly what
happens. They can still score prolific points, though.
There's no doubt.
They give you that throughout the regular season.
Yeah, those guys can combine in a playoff series for 50 to 55 points. There's no doubt about that. The question is, are they giving up 50 and 55 on the other end, especially key situations late where you can't guard those guys and all of a sudden your defense gets stretched out And then you got to try to hide those guys a little bit, no matter how talented they are on the offensive end. Donovan Mitchell and the Brooklyn Nets might be the perfect pair of teammates. Perfect Pair is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Coming up next year on ESPN Radio This Morning with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, apparently somebody on this show spent their vacation for some godforsaken reason stalking a coworker. That's next on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU presented by The Police Report.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's one of the best stories. Look, when you're sick in bed.
Uh-huh. And then you see this.
And then you see this. And then, like, you automatically go into, like, guy code mode, right? Like, yo, what, come on, Pat. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then to see the way the story culminates this morning during our pre-production meeting was maybe the highlight of my day thus far.
There's a lot to unpack here with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. This all centers around Pat Costello, one of our dudes behind the scenes. Just got back from vacation today. By the way, his body is here. His mind is still back in New Jersey on the shore somewhere.
Great believe tan, me, by the way. Great tan.
Not too bad. For Pat, that worked well for you. But that has nothing to do with what Jay Will said when it comes to the story. Pat, we're going to let you take over because you have to defend yourself from potential.
Wait, can I give some context? Because we have a group chat.
Have at it.
No new friends.
Right.
Because we've had too many friends throughout our time here. Wow. It's just our core for what? What? I'm just being honest with you. What do you want?
Wow. No, be clear. You were the one who named it.
Yes, I did.
Speaking of context.
Yes, I named it No New Friends. Attaboy, yes, Pat. I did.
Speaking of context.
I take full accountability for it, Pat, since you wanted to run away from it.
You have to take accountability for it.
You got to name your group chat.
First off, do you not name your group chats?
You have to. You absolutely have to. If you're not naming that, then what are we doing?
I mean, I would love to put you in it, but then it's, you know.
Yeah,
you better leave my phone alone.
Like, I didn't even say anything.
You better keep my phone out your mouth. I've had enough of that with you.
Freddie's a green texter. So.
Yeah, I can't.
I really am.
Bubble shorty is dangerous.
the nervy being from the early part of the 21st century.
So this whole thing pops off with Pat 11:22 on a Friday night. Okay, sends a picture of legs and
explain legs.
Tim Legler, where are you, Pat? Give us some context here.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm sitting at a bar at the Jersey Shore, and
as you should be.
Yeah, with my mom and my sister, and this TikTok guy is like at this other bar, but that my other sister really loves. Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, let's go take a picture with him because it would be really funny to make fun of her and be like, hey, look who we ran into, and she'd get all mad. So you know, so we go to the other bar. I can't get in at first because apparently in the Jersey Shore.
Dress code,
you know, naturally.
Naturally. So, Jersey Shore, dress code.
Yeah, at this bar.
What were you wearing, by the way?
I was just wearing like a Phillies t-shirt.
Okay.
Like, I just came off, we came off the beach and went to the bar.
So you fit right in.
Yeah. I had to pay $20 for a t-shirt, long story short, which is a college
hustle.
Shirt.
What?
Absolutely
hustle.
Ridiculous.
College
I couldn't
shirt.
I couldn't use the ATM inside because I wasn't wearing a shirt to pay for the shirt that I had to get inside.
These keep getting better and better.
$20 plus the cover fee?
Plus the cover fee.
There was
fee.
No cover.
Okay.
Well, I guess there was
that
now.
Was the cover. Yeah, that was the cover. I paid the $20 cover.
Right.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure you were covered, so there was no cover fee.
So we get inside. I'm already angry. And I'm standing there, and it's a dimly lit bar. It's a piece of garbage bar, glad I paid the $20. And I look across it, and I'm like, is that Tim Legler standing across the bar randomly in Seattle City, New Jersey? But it was hard to tell.
Right.
And I say to my mom, I'm like, I think that might be Tim Legler, but I can't tell. I barely get the words out. And she's going over and tapping him on the shoulder. All right, like, hey, are you Tim?
Perfect timing for me.
It's like, oh, okay.
So Pat sends this picture of Tim Legler and this, you know, beautiful woman, this amazing woman. Right. So he said, look who we ran into. And I say, oh, date night. I love legs, right? I respond, of course, Saturday morning at 5:30 because I can't just get up at the crack of dawn.
Wildly early.
I'm that person, guys. If you're in a text chain, it's an open line. I'm going to hit you early.
Put it this way. Dark o'clock does not apply to J. Will.
Pat then responds at 9 a.m., says, the most random thing ever. I told them we had to tell the story at some point. Nuno, poor guy trying to enjoy the shore and runs into drunk Pat. And then I go, wait, Pat.
Why do you think I responded at 9?
Yeah, true.
Good point.
And then I said, wait, Pat not giving anyone privacy. Unbelievable. And then Pat said, I bought him and the girl he was with a drink from across the bar. We're good. The story is hilarious. And I said,
This is where it gets good.
This is where it gets good. Can I read it? No, just read it. I say, is that not his wife, Pat? Erase this pic immediately. If not, we aren't that type of content team. Smiley face. And then Yates goes, gonna have legs on TMZ with a sneaky leaker.
Here's how long of a weekend it was.
And then Pat just said, Smiley face. So I'm like, that's not cool, Pat. Why are you taking video evidence?
It didn't occur to me until this morning that you thought that my mom was just some random woman.
I know I did. That was your mom.
There we go.
That's 1,000,000%.
Exactly. That's where it really got
good. So we get here this morning, and you guys are all talking to me about it. I'm like, wait, guys, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
Like,
my mom in the picture.
Who do you think that is?
We're all like, is it? Are we sure about it?
Are we sure?
I don't believe you. We need receipts.
Meanwhile, Tim Lugg's got to worry about going to divorce court based on a pic.
You know, the old NBA guy in me gets like, no fingerprints, no evidence. You just don't put information about people in what they do in the streets out there. And then we found out it's Legs and Pat's mom. That's the relationship we're talking.
So, Pat, how did it go? You said your mom went up to him?
Yeah, my mom just was like, oh, I'll go see. And then walks up and taps him on the shoulder. I'm like, wait, okay.
She had nothing to lose. She's going to find out information.
Can I ask you why you wouldn't tell us in the text chain?
Yes.
That was your mother?
I was busy and, you know, busy down the Jersey Shore. It was a long weekend, Jay.
I get it.
We understand.
I was on vacation.
Just assume we knew what his mom looked like. I'm like, I mean, hey.
I mean, now I know. Cool. Now the world knows.
What we have learned, because based on previous events involving Mrs. Costello.
Miss Costello and legs.
Pat's mom is no one to trifle with, number one. And number two, if she wants to be the ministress of information, she's going to get that info. She's going to find out who this is and not worry about any kind of consequences. Am I wrong or right here?
Well, we also, by the way, did get the picture with the TikTok guy, so that was cool. But,
does he have a name? Or is he just a TikTok guy?
Brand Flakes, I think it is.
Oh, so that's not his government name.
But my mom just kept calling him the cereal guy all night. She's like, are we taking a picture with that cereal guy?
Good for her.
It's like, I don't think he's a cereal guy.
If he goes by the name Brand Flakes, he should be the cereal guy. Good for Mrs. Costello.
So you guys just randomly
go, hey, Tim,
I love it.
My son works with you.
Randomly bumped into Tim Legler at a bar in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It sounds like the beginning of a joke. Yeah. This one time the Costellos walk into a bar and Legler's there. It sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Legler, a TikToker, and like 10 other people that we do that we didn't even know were in the bar. We were like, what? Is this like a surprise party? What's happening here? The thing is,
that leads to the picture, though. It's like he says, I bought him and the girl he was with a drink. Yeah. I'm assuming the girl he was with is the girl in the picture.
Mrs. Legler.
I assume Mrs. Legler.
What?
And you thought that it was your mom. I'm pretty positive.
Well, I don't assume anything, obviously.
Based on this conversation, you can't.
Yeah, look, I just want. I just became very protective. Yates caught on immediately. Same with Nuno.
I said, hey, we're not that type of content team. I deleted the pic out my thread just in case I lost the phone for that week.
Nobody's going to catch my guy.
I was not of sound mind.
Alan Yates looked at his phone and said, I'm treating this like a burner phone right now. I got to get rid of this based on no evidence that can be attached to me and led back to me. We may not be able to get Tim Legler on this show.
Come on, you can't be that guy who just takes pictures and then puts them in group chats
without the
consent of the person. Did you ask Legs if it's okay if you put his picture in a group chat?
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.